Amen. So I need some folks that are going to be able to read. So our main text is going to be Matthew 27:46. Who wants to read? Matthew 27:46. Jesse Navarrete. So if you just want to just go ahead and give them the mic. John 16:32. Mark, and that seems like that's it. So our the fourth word of Jesus as he was on the cross is, go ahead and read it, Jesse.
And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. I don't know what the rest is that. That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
One translation says, my God, why have you forsaken me? Another one says, my God, why have you left me? Another one says, my God, why have you left me alone? Another one says, my God, why have you abandoned me? How many know that that is a word that nobody ever wants to hear? I'm alone. I'm left. I'm forsaken. I'm abandoned. You know, it was a mockery, but when that movie came out, Home Alone, here it was, the main character, he comes and he finds himself now where the parents have gone out. It doesn't matter where they went. Now this man, this young boy, he's there. And he's in a place where he finds himself alone, abandoned, forsaken. This is, in a sense, what Jesus is finding himself at. This is, if we can say, the climax of everything that happened, folks, during the crucifixion. This is a story where in Hollywood, how many know that the hero always finds to be the happiest at the very end. You know, you see the happily ever after story. You go through the tragedy in the middle, but then at the end, everything just seems like it's falling into place. Here in the crucifixion, the ending is not what you and I would expect to be. Jesus is there. He's been disfigured, beaten. The skin has been ripped from his body. He's cried out, a few things before. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Today you will be with me in paradise. Mother, behold your son. Son, behold your mother. But now here on this word, folks, we see where the hero of the story is in a place of suffering, is in a place of despair. See, I don't know about you folks, but sometimes I begin and I look and I begin to think, what impression or what would come to your mind when you hear the words of Jesus speaking these terms? What would come onto your mind? Anybody? Give it up. Huh? Go ahead. Make sure that we get the mic.
If I heard Jesus saying, "Why have you forsaken me?" I'd feel like something was going on that was wrong. That it's something messed up.
It's not. It's something is not going the way the storyline was written, right? Anybody else? ¿Qué piensan que estuviera pasando aquí cuando escuchaste esto? ¿Por qué me has desamparado? Go ahead.
A rejection, like a sense of rejection from Jesus being rejected by his father at that time when sin was placed upon him.
Anybody else? You just went a little ahead of me, but that's good. Back in the back.
If you look at it from just somebody that was standing there and observed everything that had going on, I mean, they initially would have been thinking, well, Jesus is referring to his disciples that all forsook him when all this began to take place.
When all everything came up, right? See, what impression did it make upon the religious leaders? Annas, Caiaphas, those that were around us, that those that were around there, the Roman soldiers. Remember, it wasn't the Jews, because to a Jews, that was not allowed. That was a Roman sense of capital punishment. It was not a Jewish sense, but they knew that was the worst punishment that a man could have had, not only the worst, but the most punishing punishment that you can have. See, these men, the religious leaders, the Roman soldiers, and everybody else, their hearts were hardened by one thing or by a few things: by envy, by trickery, but not only those, but also by deception. They're there. Jesus is disfigured beyond recognition. What used to be a man now just looks like a blob, almost a sense of just meat. Disfigured beyond recognition. But all these people that brought Jesus onto this, they were there, and all they wanted was for Jesus. Listen, one goal they had, folks, for Jesus to die, and to die a death without peace. The people around him, they mocked him. They said things like, I would believe you if you would come down from the cross. How many know that that would have been the easy way out? Amen? I will believe you if you can just do this. They said things like, he trusts in God. Let God deliver him now. How many know that those are hard words for men not only to believe, but also to say? If God delights in him, God will deliver him. Jesus, in a sense, when he spoke these words, all these people are saying all kinds of different things. And then Jesus speaks. You know, they were already mocking, right? They were already ridiculing. They were already casting their lots, betting on what would happen, in a sense. Betting on torture, betting on death. When Jesus spoke these words to them, because see, when you do not really understand what was going on to them, folks, Jesus found himself in a sense of being defeated also, right? I'm forsaken. I'm abandoned. I'm left alone. God, I trust. See, to people's eyes and people's ears, that's what they thought. Jesus, when he speaks these words, he's saying, God, you've forsaken me. See, Jesus did not have many friends. He had one that was left there with him, because remember, everybody abandoned him, right? Jesus told John, take your mother, and immediately the Bible says in the last study that they departed. So now Jesus is there, and the only friend he has is the one that he had just encouraged a few moments before, that when he said, today you will be with me in paradise. But now that one was just so encouraged is hearing Jesus say these words. What would be going through his mind right there? Anybody? Right here. Valerie? What would be going through his mind?
Is everything what I really believed? Like, was this really real?
Was it real? Did I give myself to this and hear the one that I trusted upon is saying, God, even you left me? Anybody else? What would be going through his mind? Anybody?
Just doubt, I would say.
Doubt?
Doubt, for sure.
Unbelief?
Yeah, unbelief and, like she said,
that's doubt and unbelief. Why did I put myself, or why did I put my whole trust in you? I thought we were going to be together, right? And now Jesus is saying, God, you've forsaken me. See, to their eyes and to everybody's ears, that's exactly how it sounds, right? He felt as if he saw his Savior defeated. I'm throwing in the towel. You know, when you're in a boxing match and you are to the point to where now your life is at stake or any further injury, what the trainer does is he gets the towel and he throws it in. This man, who we don't know him by name, all we know is him to be on the left. And imagine the one on the right. The one on the right said, if you are who you say you are, get yourself down. But he had alternative motives, right? He said, if you get down, hey, buddy, remember me. It's just like when we do something wrong or when we go off. You know, when I was younger, we would go and steal everything that was not tied down. But what we would do was whatever we would steal, we would have to share it between everybody because everybody, since everybody was there, they wanted their part, right? Well, this man on the right, he says, if you get yourself down, don't forget about my part. Because we're in this suffering together, right? He had no desire to give himself to Jesus. He had no desire to believe in Jesus. All he wanted was, if you get down, get me down. So why did Jesus cry? Why did this cry come out? He was always sincere. He was never an actor. He never played a role. Jesus here was speaking out of a sense of being in a place of desolation. He felt like at that moment, if we can say, he was fighting the battle or treading the winepress. You know what, when during the wine press, you would get several men and you would go and you would push it. Here it is like Jesus is pushing the wine press by himself, in a sense. That was very difficult. He had been forsaken not only by the religious leaders, but also amongst many of his people, forsaken by his family, forsaken by his friends. But look at what he says, John 16:32.
Behold, the hour cometh, yea, now is come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone, and yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me.
So, does it seem to you like, okay, Jesus spoke these words, I am not alone because the Father is with him, but he's crying out, my God, my God. In other words, Father, why have you forsaken me? It seems like the face of God was hidden. In a sense, he felt forsaken not only by man, but also, folks, by God. Here in this word, loneliness makes you sometimes act or do things that would not have been done in another scenario. One man said, a man who goes into a night from a brightly lit room finds darkness more depressing than if you went from a room lit with a dimmed lights. So we feel like, in a sense, the lights of Jesus had been completely darkened out. God had always been, as we see, close to Jesus. He had always been closer than breathing and near the and closer than his hands and feet. How many know that that would be close? But now the Father's face for a split second in eternity was hidden. How many know what a derelict ship is? Does anybody know what a derelict ship is? Anybody? John? Say it again, but with the mic.
That's been abandoned.
Amen. See, this is a ship that has been abandoned. It has no captain. It has no crew. It has no navigation. It has no cargo. It has no port to dock. In other words, it's lost its meaning or its use of life in life. You and I can say in a way that for a split second in eternity, it seemed like to Jesus that the suffering that he went through was meaningless. He was there with no purpose, and that in itself brought Jesus. So, in next week's word, we're going to find out exactly why the Father had to turn his back to Jesus. Can I tell you, the crucifixion had nothing. His pain had nothing to do with why God turned his back to Jesus. I'll give you a glimpse. It was you and I. You. You know, we might think, oh, Pastor, we look nice this morning. It couldn't be me. You. Me. The reason why Jesus felt abandoned, left alone, is because of one thing: our sin. Because now, remember, Jesus, and I'm going into next week, but Jesus was a man that had no sin. But when he went to the cross, the Bible says that he bore our iniquities, our sins, our transgressions. Everything that you and I have done, have thought, have just disobeyed, everything that man from the beginning of creation on to that point, it was that why God had to turn his back to him. Because now God saw sin. He didn't see Jesus. Amen? God, remember, God, sin cannot dwell in heaven. So for that split moment in time, folks, when God looked down, remember, Jesus is fully God. But he was fully man. And because of that, folks, when God saw the man, Jesus, he saw him there with our sin. With our sin. And that's why Jesus felt forsaken. Amen. Any comments before we can, before we move on? Any comments? Anything that you want to add? Amen. Anything. Going once. Going twice. Service at 11. God bless you.